Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Diplomat's Daughter, a novel by Karen Tanabe, read by Corey Brill, Joy Osmansky, and Jacques Roy.
For those seeking refuge today, may you find open doors and open arms. Part 1. Prologue. Emi Kato, October 1943. Emi Kato had always liked boats. She'd been sailing on them since she could hold her head up and had grown to feel like they were the most authentic place for her to be, floating on water between countries. At 21, she'd embraced her status as a wanderer, though her parents encouraged her to call it journeying. They often reminded Emi that the family was perpetually heading abroad not for curiosity's sake, but for her father's important career. Norio Kato was a Japanese diplomat, and Emi, his beloved only child. Her circumstance, always wedged right between her elegant parents, meant she'd been packed up like a suitcase since she was small, transported to countries so different from hers that they felt inverted. Over time, she learned that they'd slowly rotate, eventually becoming an extension of her home. But in the fall of 1943, Emmy's world had rotated the wrong way.